Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
To the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show off with thanking the listeners. Right now, it's April, and this COVID-19 thing going on, but you guys have been super special in sharing the show and letting people know about The Bar and just sending it out everywhere, because I always tell people podcasts are the future, but actually podcasts is the now. This is the time to start a podcast. This is the time to listen to podcasts, because a lot of us are sitting around, you know, binging on things. So why not binge on some good content? So I definitely want to start off by thanking you guys. Also, like I do every Tuesday, I bring in awesome guests. This brother I met through a search. You guys know how I am. I go on a spell and I look for something and I see something I like, and then I just start blowing it up until they respond. And he was kind enough to respond. But I have on today none other than Brother Sean. How you doing today, sir?
Brother Dwayne, I'm fine. I'm blessed. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. So, Sean, I know why I have you on the show and actually how I discovered you, because people will not be able to find you just by looking Brother Sean up. You have a awesome ministry called, what is it, Forensic?
It's called Doctrine Forensics.
Doctrine Forensic. And first, that piques my interest because I love NCIS. I love, yes, SBU.
Yes.
So when the title got me there, and then when I started listening to your content, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. So, Sean, just let's start off, man, just kind of telling the listeners a little bit about Doctrine Forensic, where it came from, what kind of birthed it. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it came out of concern about a year ago. The channel just turned 1 year on the 13th, this Monday. But last year, about this time, I was sitting around kind of complaining about all the negative things that go on in the church and the lack of spiritual nourishment that I felt that the body of Christ, and in particular new believers, what they do and don't get when they go to church. Well, I was sitting at my dining room table, and I just got on the inside. God says, well, what are you going to do about it, since I was complaining about it? And I said, well, I don't know. He said, well, what do you have in front of you? And all I had in front of me at that time was my laptop. Like you, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm always on YouTube. I'm always looking for good content. And I am a very socially shy person. I don't really do social media. So I was really adverse to actually doing the YouTube channel. In fact, I don't even have a Facebook account. I had one and got rid of it 2 years ago. I just didn't see the relevance of it, and that's just not the type of person I am. So it's a little bit of a challenge when I decided to start Doctrine Forensics, because I knew I didn't want to go in and start a channel with the word ministries on it. And I was sitting with a piece of paper and a pen. I said, God, I don't want it to be called ministries. It's a little overdone. I am no dang minister, and I have worked and pastored in a lot of very large churches and some small churches. And I'm not going to name those because I would implicate myself, and I'm praying for those ministries because I come out of a lot of good and bad ministry scenarios. But long and short of it, I just, the name Doctrine came up in my heart. And like you, I love the NCIS stories. I love Chicago PDs. I love good cop stories and investigative stories because that was just kind of, I'm always researching. So I like the word forensics. So it just came together. I said, you know, the body of Christ doesn't get a lot of sound doctrine. And since I'm always researching, I just put the two together, and that's how I came up with doctrine forensics.
It's awesome, man. Awesome, awesome story. And, you know, like I told you in email, for me, it came right on time. I was actually talking to somebody, one of your segments on, I think it was speaking things into existence, and you did an amazing job on that. And because I was talking to somebody about, you know, they were trying to use text, and I'm gonna tell you, I didn't tell you this when we chat earlier. So they went to the text in Job, when, you know, you, and it's so funny because like, as I was reading it and listening to your channel, you said, you know, let's look who says, you know, life and death is in the tongue, I think was the phrase. And it wasn't Job. It was actually one of the friends that got later. Bro, when I heard that, it was like bombs and sirens and everything, man. But I just wanted to kind of commend you on that on the air, man. So tell me a little bit about the team, man, because you mentioned that it's not just you. You know, he gave you the vision for it, but it is developed into an actual team of folks. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, there's a team of six of us. And when I started the channel, I knew that eventually that I would need to kind of have somebody to my left and to my right because I wanted to be accountable. So many times in ministry, people don't have enough people around them to tell them, hey, you're wrong. Because I've been in ministry before and I didn't have enough people that were strong enough to tell me the truth. So I asked God, I said, God, please bring me a couple people that can just kind of help me because I really didn't want to do it by myself. One, no one can really master the Bible. Two, you need people like yourself who could bring you bits and pieces because I have a family, I have a job, I have a small business, I have a dog, I have two kids. I have to sleep and I have to eat. So I don't have enough time to really do all the research. So I said, God, bring me a couple people that are really good about helping me put things together and bring me people that know how to write. One of the things that I always struggle with is growing up, I was dyslexic. So what comes across in the channel is a lot of creativity because I have a lot of video and creative and graphic design background. So what I struggled was just writing and kind of conceptually putting together the scripts and the talking points. So God brought me a brother named Anthony who here in our local market had a radio program for about 8 years. And he brought me another brother who's also a minister in Louisiana, Brother Chris. And then we have another content contributor in Minnesota, Brother Kyle. And I've got a brother named Gary and a sister named Candace. They're also a part of the team that make up Doctrine Forensics. And I actually divided up the work. I have those that contribute with me along with the podcast, which is why you reached out to me because, thank goodness, I get to have Brother Dwayne coach me. I love it. So we're taking our channel to the next level because of the Bar Podcast. So thank you for that, and I'm looking forward to your coaching. But the other thing is I have someone running our Facebook page, and we'll be running all the other social platforms. But so long and short, I knew I couldn't do it all by myself. I don't have the time to do it. So God brought me a team of people. So we've been running as a team since November last year, and it's coming together quite nicely.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And honestly, you know, if you think about it, all of our favorite shows, they have a good team, you know, so it's only right that you, excuse me, that you build a good team. And yeah, I'm excited about helping you break into the podcast realm because it is definitely the place to be right now. YouTube and podcasting, because those are just two mediums that are right now just people are binging on and really taking full advantage. So I'm excited for the friendship and partnership that we're going into. So one of the topics, and I kind of want you to talk about this because I actually hadn't had a chance to watch it yet. One of the topics was the modern apostles. And we didn't mention this before, but I actually, when I was in the New Apostolic Reformation, I actually was quote unquote ordained as an apostle, and it was terrifying at the, you know, at the time, and even now when people like from the old camp bring it up, like I literally like almost hang my head because I'm almost embarrassed that I thought I was worthy to be an apostle of the Bible. But yes. Talk a little bit about that episode, man, and get into that a little bit before we go to our break.
Well, I really will. So I did a video called Are Apostles and Prophets Still for the Church Today? And so when I did my research, I want to thank the Denver Treaty over at BibleIssues.org because he wrote an article, man, about 8 years ago. And I remembered the article. So I said, you know, Lord, I get so frustrated with people who stick the word apostle on a business card, or every time I look up on some website, you can pay $350 and you can become an apostle. I felt like, well, I know the scripture didn't say that, so I did some study, and obviously there are definitely some steps that have to happen for one to be considered a true apostle. And the number one step to that is having seen and having seen Jesus and been taught by him direct and seeing him actually ascend. Now, Paul was a special exception, but he did get his visitation from the Lord, and he was taught by the Lord when he spent 3 years in the wilderness.
Yep.
So outside of that, there really hasn't been any legitimate sanctioned apostles, because that's the criteria for apostles as the Bible prescribes it. The problem with the modern-day church is everybody's so fanciful and so super spiritual is that we cannot be content with what we have. Like I tell a lot of my listeners, you know, since when is the Bible not enough? Well, for a lot of people, they are so outside the walls of the pages of the Word of God. And again, it causes all types of issues because you have people aspiring to be some type of title position in God's kingdom, and he told us to live a quiet and peaceable life. That's the number one piece of advice I can give any believer. Ask the Lord to help you to live a quiet and a peaceable life.
Amen to that, brother. That so on point, man. So on point. And I, you know, I've told people ask me about this on interview, you know, you actually will embellish your story in order to make it seem legit, man. And I've done it. I'll raise my hand first. I won't try to call anybody else out, but I'll tell stories that I've embellished with encounters and things like that, that I claimed during that time period, man. And that's so good, man, that you broke that down, and I can't wait to watch that one. I'm sure you did it in an amazing fashion like before. So
the Bar Podcast will return right after this. The Just Thinking Podcast, hosted by Daryl Harrison and Virgil Walker, is a Christ-centered, gospel-focused, and theologically challenging program that boldly and unapologetically addresses social, political, and cultural issues from a biblical worldview. With an international listenership that stretches from the United States and Canada to Romania, Nicaragua, and Mongolia, the Just Thinking Podcast breaks through all ethnic, geographic, social, and cultural barriers to bring the objective truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the issues confronting his church and his people. Subscribe to the Just Thinking Podcast using the podcast app on your Apple or Android smart device, or you can listen online at thebarpodcast.com/JT. And now, back to the Bar Podcast. Here's your host, Dwayne Atkinson.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend, Brother Sean, with Doctrine Forensics. They have a really cool logo and everything. I'm telling you, it looks good, you guys. You'll definitely have links in the show notes to the YouTube and soon-to-come podcast. And so I just wanted to, like I do on the second end of my podcast, Sean, is this is kind of the fun side where I ask you three signature questions. These are the three questions I ask all of my guests, and
here
we're going to jump right into it, man. Yeah, man. The first question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man, you got me there. So since I'm not a big music listener, well, this is going to sound so strange, but I have a challenge listening to Christian music because I listen to the words, and I'm always asking myself, is what they're saying biblical? So I'm not a fun person to listen to Christian music with. So that being said, I listen to a lot of jazz, a lot of old jazz. I mean, listen to some Art Monk, some old Miles Davis. So and my wife thinks, I'm says, babe, who are you listening to? I said, babe, I'm listening to Art Monk. Well, who is he? She has no understanding. So, but I had to find a little bit of outlet. But when it comes to just today's music and today's contemporary Christian music, I'm so hypercritical that I'd rather not weigh in on it. I just would rather not weigh in, but I don't listen to a lot of Christian music at all. In fact, I am the person who does not listen to music in the house. My wife, my son and daughter, they listen to music. I have no idea what's going on with it. Nonetheless.
No, that's cool, man. You in my crate though, and with your jazz selection, I'm all about that for sure. But no, I totally agree with you on the words, man, because there's just so much heretical things being sung and people aren't taking advantage of it. So that's awesome. All right, next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Wow, you're going to like this one. The book that I just read and reread is called The Unseen Realm by Michael S. Heiser. It's called Recovering the Supernatural Worldwide View of the Bible. And this book will stretch you, because if you're a person that doesn't necessarily feel comfortable with reading extra-biblical books like the Book of Enoch, which I read, the Book of Jubilee, the Book of Jasher, these are all extra-biblical books, but those books support the biblical narrative. So if you're a person that kind of feels like the 66 books in the canon, I won't read outside of it, then you won't enjoy Michael's book, because he wrote it because it does support the biblical narrative, but it also will challenge you to say, I don't know. I don't think I know. It'll make you think that you just don't know enough about anything. It's a great book. It's a great book. And the other book that I was reading that I find a lot of comfort in is a book by Derek Prince. And the title escapes me. It's called And They Shall Expel Demons. And so I'm not the type of person that finds a demonic spirit under every bush. But I think it's really important that people understand that we have a malevolent entity. We have evil entities that are working behind the scenes. So understanding how the spirit realm works, both on the positive and the negative side, actually, for me personally, helped me as a believer in my daily walk with the Lord and overcoming sin and all the challenges that come with living.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That is an interesting list. So here is my reco, and I'm gonna email it to you. Good brother I had on the show named Jim Osman. He has a book called Truth and Territory, and the subtitle is A Biblical Approach to Spiritual Warfare. I think you can probably couple that, and that will be a tremendous blessing to you. Actually, you know what? I might even send you a copy, because he gave me some copies to give out. So we'll talk about that off the air.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, sir. So last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to, if any?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So let me tell you who I get down with, and I really don't know this guy, but it's called Doing the Bible Ministries. And I don't even know the guy's name, but it's DTBM. And this gentleman, his name escapes me, but he's such a good Bible teacher. Now, the funny thing is, he has some association with some major names in ministry. But what I like that he does so well is that he reminds me of what Sunday school used to be, because he'll literally take a passage of scripture, and he'll exegete, let's say, the entire chapter of Revelations 13 and 14. He'll go through it line upon line. I really enjoy ministries like that. I just seem to get more out of it than someone. Teaching ministry seems to impact me more than just preaching ministries or any type of ministries of help type podcasts.
Awesome. Okay. Good. All right, brother. Well, listen, man, before we slide out of here, I always give my guests an opportunity to just kind of say any words of encouragement, anything you want to say. This show probably will drop in maybe June. I'm that far ahead right now. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind if you have any like announcements or anything. But just give you the floor to do that right here.
No, I'm sorry. Just thank you for reaching out. I'm looking forward to working with you, Brother Dwayne. And I want to encourage people to go and find us at Doctor in Forensics on YouTube. And I will just give you a little disclaimer. The content is not going to be overly exciting. There's not a lot of bells and whistles to it. If you're the type of person that really enjoys reading the Bible and having someone walk you through what we call a complete contextual study, then you will enjoy the channel. I get a lot of comments, you know, hey, well, this doesn't seem very exciting. And God says the Word of God is what they should be going there for, not all of the salacious content. So I do take a lot of effort, really, to not to go in on people. Now, there are times when I have to say things about certain situations, but for the main focus of the channel is to be what Sunday school used to be. In Sunday school, we used to learn. We would, you know, have a consistent regimen of the Bible, and that's what the channel is all about. It's really to help people become well-grounded in their faith.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, Brother Sean, I really appreciate you taking time coming on the show.
Absolutely.
And to the listeners, appreciate you guys tuning in to your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast. Make sure you check out everything on The Bar Podcast Network. Go to thebarpodcast.com, click on The Bar Podcast Network, and you'll see all the podcasts in the network. Make sure you subscribe to all of those channels, as well as make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Make sure you go to thebargear.com, pick you up your bar gear. Even during the pandemic, we're still shipping out stuff. Hats are moving probably the same speed, but shirts are taking a little bit longer. So just keep that in mind as you make your order. And we appreciate you guys' support. God bless you. Till next time, we are out. What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.